at the unofficial groundbreaking ceremony for the new John Haynes Memorial Veterans Hall, local veterans and supporters shared what the day meant to them after years of waiting and advocacy.
I'm Tom Patilla. I'm a past commander of the post, and this is the end of a 20-year battle with the county to have our building fixed or replaced. So it's finally been demolished, and we're going to get a new building. What else? I mean, it's the end of a long struggle to have a really good vets hall. So it's not only for us vets, but it's for the community. Yeah. And that's what I love about this project.
My name's Jim Truitt, and I've been with this post for many years. Tom and I probably been together on this project for many years.
89, I think.
Yeah. And we're super happy that it's happening.
You were here early in your chair with the plans for this vets hall with your golden shovel.
Yeah.
You've been waiting, not just today, but for a while, yes?
That's true. Yeah, and it's been a long time coming, but looks like it's happening, so I'm a happy guy.
Vietnam veteran Jeff Hedin reflected on the hall's legacy as a vital community space, recalling early PTSD outreach efforts in the 1990s and expressing gratitude for the county's support, especially that of Supervisor Michelle Bushnell.
I'm Jeff Hedin, and I am actually a resident in Mendocino County, and a part of the importance of this building as the Garberville Veterans Association, which has reached out to a huge community. And we didn't quite realize how big a community we were until the VA decided that PTSD was a true disability that some veterans suffered. And I was in the midst of being treated for a lung condition that stemmed from Vietnam. And they said, "You have PTSD." I said, "Me? What's wrong with me?"
Wanting Hedin to seek treatment for PTSD, the VA suggested he go to clinics in Sonoma County. Unable to leave his small child, Hedin refused, looking for the nearest town. The VA started assessing how many veterans were in the southern Humboldt area.
Okay, let's see how many vets are around Garberville. And they had a computer down there at Fort Miley Hospital, and they said, "Wow, in a 50-mile radius of Garberville, there are 5,000 registered veterans of the Armed Services of America. We'll bring people up. You just put an advertisement out in your local papers and stuff, and on the radio, and we'll get a group of people from Eureka and a group of people from San Francisco Veterans Hospital, and we'll come up and talk about this." And we had this meeting, and there were so many vets who showed up that we filled the hall. We had to put speakers on the two entrances. We had people all over the lawns listening to this presentation.
Since that first meeting, Hedin has called the John Haynes Memorial Veterans Hall home, joining his fellow vets in a decades-long battle with the county over deferred maintenance.
And pretty soon, we were putting ladders up at night, getting up on the roof and daubing around little bits of
blackjack,
yes, all over the roof to try to stop the leaks that were coming in, etc. And we had to be clandestine because of county requirements for workman's comp and everything else. And that was a part of the issue that stood between a contract here and the future of this hall.
Though at times the effort to get the county to follow through on their promises has been contentious, Hedin expressed appreciation for the hard work of all the county officials that worked together to make this project a reality.
County worked hard. They really did. It became clear that even Mike Wilson, you know, who was opposed to rebuilding here, made a wonderful description of county need and saying, at least for step one, let's get the vets in a building downtown and have that flag up there on the main street of town and have a presence that's going to see to it that town gets buffed up enough that the tourists coming through look around and start looking for a parking place so they can have lunch here. And they worked hard figuring out how to get the financing together. So, a shout really has to be made for Michelle Bushnell above all. She really carried the ball and hit a lot of resistance. She was packing that ball, but she managed to get it to the start line. Let's hope the finish line is within the year.
And today, Wednesday, May 28th, 2025, the contractor broke ground at the corner of Locust and Conger. The orange fencing around the construction site, a sign of welcomed progress. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.